We now come to lesson 9 in our study of the book of Leviticus. We're going to be in chapter 13 if you want to open your Bibles and join us there. Now, we have come to that point where the Lord is going to deal with leprosy. Now, this is a law. We've dealt with other things, but now He's coming to leprosy. And the law concerning leprosy is given fairly straightforward. And so you're going to notice that my commentary on each little passage is much shorter because the points are made very well by the Lord. And we only need to straighten up a few things that we just don't understand. I think it would be helpful, though, because of the length of this study, it's going to be this week and next week's lesson, because we can't get through it all today. I think it would be helpful if I kind of summarize the routine that the priest went through in order to diagnose leprosy before we begin the actual lesson. So I have it here on the board. The first thing that happens is a person who is suspicious of having leprosy or whatever comes to the priest, where the priest will declare him either clean or unclean. In order to do that, the priest will look for swelling, for a scab, for a bright spot, and all three of these are basically called in the text a mark. So the priest is the one who does the diagnosis. He's looking for swelling, a scab, or a bright spot, which is called the mark. If he finds any of that, he's going to isolate the person outside the camp for 7 days. 7 days later, he's going to go and inspect the person again. And regardless of what happens at the end of that first 7 days, he's going to isolate that person again for 7 more days. He's also going to look to see if there's any hair inside one of the marks of the swelling, the scab, or the bright spot that should be black because Jewish people have black hair. And they're going to look to see if that black hair has turned white. If it's turned white, it's an automatic leprosy, by the way. I'll go ahead and tell you that now. If he looks and the leprosy has progressed across the entire body, the whole body has turned white, that leper is going to be proclaimed clean, but it's going to get to be isolated for 7 more days. So that's where it is, 7 more days. And then after being said clean, he's going to bring on the 8th day after this 7th day, after the 8th day, he's going to bring an offering for his cleanness to the tent of meeting. So with these points in mind, we can now discover them again as we read and study through the law of leprosy. The whole law is found in chapter 13 and 14. But because of all the different kinds of leprosy that are described in chapter 13, we will break this study down into 2 lessons. So what kind of leprosies are found in chapter 13? Well, here they are. If you have a suspicion that you have leprosy, you're to go to the priest. If you have chronic leprosy, if you have a boil that turns to leprosy, if you have a burn that turns to leprosy, then he tells us about eczema not being leprosy. And then he talks about baldness turning to leprosy and garments turned leprosy or turned leprous. Now, isn't that interesting? Because we think of leprosy as only being on a human. Well, the Lord gave the law concerning leprosy to both Moses and Aaron. And when there is, as I said, a suspicion of leprosy on a man, Aaron was to look for 3 conditions, a swelling, a scab, or a bright spot. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in chapter 13, verse 1. And there we find this. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, when a man has on the skin of his body a swelling or a scab or a bright spot, and it becomes an infection of leprosy on the skin of his body, then he shall be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of his sons, the priest. So the text says, when a man. Now we need to get this little side point out of the way immediately so I can help you with this. The Hebrew word for man here is a word you're very familiar with. It's the Hebrew word Adam or Adam. And you should recognize that because that's the formal name of the first man that the Lord created on the sixth day of creation. But it's a word that properly means all humans, male or female. Therefore, as most of the new versions of the Bible render this text that we're doing in New American Standard, but the New King James and some others, render it when a person, not when a man. And so I'm going to agree with that because that's what the word Adam means. It means the person, a human, whether it's female or male. Now the Lord is directing this instruction to the priest for both male and females who have a suspicion of having leprosy. Swelling skin, as well as scabs and bright spots, were sure to come upon just about everybody living in the tents out there by the mountain where the nation of Israel was living at the time. And just by the mere process of gathering woods for the fire to cook would cause wounds to appear, accidents happen. But the issue at hand was when those wounds became infected, they had to be looked at. So we've all had an infected wound, and the skin around that wound becomes reddish in color, and it becomes hot, fever appears, and with that, the area becomes hard and swollen. That is exactly what the Lord is addressing with Moses and Aaron. That wound is infected. So when an infection appeared in the wound, the person was to go to the priest for a diagnosis. Verse 3 says, "The priest shall look at the mark on the skin of the body, and if the hair in the infection has turned white, and the infection appears to be deeper than the skin of his body, it is an infection of leprosy. When the priest has looked at him, he shall pronounce him unclean." Wham! Right off the bat, those three types of problems, swelling, scab, and bright spot, are now called the mark. This mark on the skin was the infected area around the wound that was swollen, turned reddish, hard, and hot to the touch, hotter than the skin around it, the normal skin. And we understand that because we've all had that. But that was the first sign that there might be a problem, that leprosy was coming. And that first thing that the priest looked for in that wound was if the hair was present, and had a hair that was present in that wound turned white, along with the infection appearing to be much deeper in the flesh than just skin deep. So we have two things that the priest is going to look for. How deep is the wound, and is there a hair that has turned color, specifically white, now, at this point in the instruction. So the white hair and the swelling was an immediate declaration that this person was unclean and this person had leprosy. But not so fast, okay? Not so fast. Men, males, are hairy. And the hair in the wound may have not turned white, but the mark on the skin may have turned whiter than the normal skin that's around that we have. It may turn white around that wound. And so what should the priest do if there's the hair has not turned white and the skin that's kind of swollen is just a little whiter? Verse 4. "But if the bright spot is white on the skin of his body, and it does not appear to be deeper than the skin, and the hair on it has not turned white, then the priest shall isolate him who has the infection for 7 days. So that the diagnosis of the priest was, it's really this: I don't know if you are clean or you are unclean. So let's isolate you for 7 days and take another look then. That's basically what's being said there. So the person would be isolated from all family and from all friends, most likely and probably, I'm very sure, outside the camp for 7 days, away from all the other tribe members. Now, at the end of the 7 days, the priest would go to inspect that isolated person again. And in verse 5, we hear this. The priest shall look at him on the 7th day, and if in his eyes the infection has not changed, and the infection has not spread on the skin, then the priest shall isolate him for 7 more days. So there we have it. It's like I'm telling you. Look, see if they are, isolate him 7 days. If you don't see anything, no big deal. Isolate him 7 more days anyway. 14 days. With no change in the wound visible, the priest would want to be careful and he would isolate the person for 7 more days. I can say this because we are now living in the day of the coronavirus, and the waiting time on that is 14 days. And I know that this coronavirus that we're having now, COVID-19, is going to be spoken of for years and decades to come. And it will be looked back at just like we look at the Spanish flu that happened at the beginning of the 1900s. So I can say it now that it's interesting. Nothing has changed in the way God makes things. To be careful on infections, we have to wait 14 days. So at the end of the 7th day, which is the total of 14 days of isolation from family, from friends, the priest would inspect that person again. Verse 6. The priest shall look at him again on the 7th day, and if the infection has faded and the mark is not spread on the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. It is only a scab, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. So after 14 days, if the mark is faded, it's not spread, then the priest would declare the person clean. He will need to take off his clothes that he has been wearing for 14 days and to wash them. He's been out, isolated, away from everything immediately upon the proclamation, no time to gather anything. But on that 14th day, if that scab has enlarged itself, now there is a medical problem. Verse 7. But if the scab spreads further on the skin after he has shown himself to the priest for his cleansing, he shall appear again to the priest. The priest shall look, and if the scab has spread on the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is leprosy. So when the priest has seen that mark on that wound and it's increased in size, he will declare the person unclean with leprosy. Now, not spoken here, but we will find it as we go on for all lepers who have leprosy. The Lord will tell us this in a little bit. The person with leprosy who has been isolated from his family for 14 days will continue to remain and live outside the camp until his leprosy has run its course. So in this case, this kind of leprosy that we have here that he's talking about, it's just one type of leprosy that may just be on the arm or whatever. And it goes away and out the person goes. He goes and stays outside the camp, and when it is totally healed, then he comes back and the priest pronounces him clean, and he's going to make an offering, as we've talked about here. Now, not all leprosy runs its course in the same way, and I'm telling you, there are different types of leprosy spoken of in the Bible. In this passage, in fact, and that's the reason why I've listed them here. There's different types of leprosy. So some people could have chronic leprosy with raw, open flesh. What should happen then? Verse 9. When the infection of leprosy is on a man, then he shall be brought to the priest. The priest shall then look, and if there is a white swelling in the skin, and it has turned the hair white, and there is quick raw flesh in the swelling, it is a chronic leprosy on the skin of his body, and the priest shall pronounce him unclean. He shall not isolate him, for he is unclean. So with this instruction, we can immediately conclude that there exist several kinds of leprosy that varied in seriousness and length of ailment. Here, swelling is in place, and the hair in that wound, that mark, has turned white as expected with leprosy, but the Lord adds the factor of quick, raw flesh. Now, I want you to understand what the word quick means here in the Bible. It means to have life. The Hebrew word is haya, and it means to live. This means that the infected raw flesh, as the priest looks at it, seems to be reproducing itself as more infected flesh. It's growing, it's alive, instead of like healthy flesh where it would be covering up with the skin, normal skin on the top. The priest would declare him unclean, and he would be unclean until he was rendered clean, not just isolated. He is living out by himself away from anyone else, anyone near isolation. But it is not said here, but it can be presumed, okay, that the priests are going to begin checking on him at the end of every 7 days to see if anything has gotten better. And he would be out there quarantined until the leprosy runs its course. Well, what has to happen in that case with a chronic leprosy for it to run its course? Well, the presence of white dead skin and flesh means that the leprosy is dead because it has run its course. We see that in verse 12. If the leprosy breaks out further on the skin, and the leprosy covers all the skin on him who has the infection from his head even to his feet, as far as the priest can see, then the priest shall look, and behold, if their leprosy has covered all his body, he shall pronounce him who has the infection. It has all turned white, and he is clean. Whoa! So with the chronic leper, that disease will finally cover all the skin and the flesh of that man. And when it has run its course, that leprous skin and flesh on every bit of that man from the head to toe will be completely white. The whiteness of that skin means that the leprosy is dead. And so when the person is completely white from head to toe, the priest will proclaim him clean. And as we will see, he is going to remain out there where he was for 7 more days, and on the 8th day, he will present his offering at the tent of meeting. But that information is going to come to us later on in the text. So, suppose when the priest goes out there to inspect the leper, the chronic leper, at the end of the first seven days, the raw flesh has appeared, that quick flesh has appeared to still be present and living and growing and oozing and all that. It is an immediate declaration of uncleanness. Verse 14. But whenever raw flesh appears on him, he shall be unclean. The priest shall look at the raw flesh, and he shall pronounce him unclean. The raw flesh is unclean. It is leprosy. Mercy. But if upon inspection, that raw flesh, get this, has turned white, what was the priest to do then? Verse 16. Or if the raw flesh turns again and is changed to white, then he shall come to the priest, and the priest shall look at him, and behold, if the infection has turned to white, then the priest shall pronounce him clean. Who has the infection? he is clean. So the appearance, when all the raw flesh that seems to be alive, quick, in other words, alive and churning, turns white, this means that the leprosy has run its course. And so the priest will declare that person clean. No doubt, he will have to remain in isolation 7 more days for a final inspection. As with all the others, there's always that extra 7 days before the offering will be made. So that brings us now down to the boil. Perhaps we have now this third strain of leprosy that begins not with a cut, not with a, but with a boil. Not with a boil. Verse 18. When the body has a boil on its skin and it is healed, and in the place of the boil there is a white swelling or a reddish-white bright spot, then it shall be shown to the priest, and the priest shall look, and behold, if it appears to be lower than the skin, and the hair on it has turned white, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the infection of leprosy. It has broken out in the boil. Well, the Hebrew word for boil is bashal, and it means to seethe. Now, both of those words are really archaic English words, so we need to bring it up to our language today. So it is a boil is a hard-like tumor that's a wound that bubbles up in size, and then it oozes out liquid as if it's boiling from within. The wound is agitating inside and growing within, and out comes this seething, this ooze out there. And in the case of the boil, the priest is to rely on 2 signs. These are not two new signs to us. These are signs we've already spoke about. First of all, how deep does the boil go into the skin? How deep is it past skin deep? Second, is there the presence of a hair that should be black that has turned white in the wound? In either case, if either of those things are found with the boil, it requires that the man be declared unclean, and out to isolation he would go. But what if the priest looks for the 2 signs we just mentioned? How deep is it? Is there white hair? And they are not there. Is it just skin deep? With no white hair? What does the priest do then? Verse 21. But if the priest looks at it, and behold, there are no white hairs in it, and it is not lower than the skin, and is faded, then the priest shall isolate him for 7 days. So as we should expect by now, when the priest does not know for sure whether the presence of leprosy is there in that wound, that mark, or not, the person is going to be isolated for how long? 7 days. But if upon inspection the priest finds the boil is spreading, what is he to do then? Verse 22. And if it spreads farther on the skin, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is an infection. So the boil is spreading, and the priest is required to declare this man unclean because the boil is spreading. It's churning. It's aggravated inside. It's agitating inside. It's boiling inside, and it's seething out. What are we to do with him? The priest says he is to remain in isolation. Now, if upon inspection on the 7th day, the priest finds a bright spot or a scar where the boil once was, verse 23 tells us something else. But if the bright spot remains in its place and does not spread, it is only the scar of the boil, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. So in this case, the priest declares, man, you're clean. Woman, you're clean. So alas, the Lord introduces still another source of leprosy, and that is one from a burn that turns into leprosy. Verse 24. Or if the body sustains in its skin a burn by fire, and the raw flesh of the burn becomes a bright spot, reddish white or white, then the priest shall look at it. And if the hair in the bright spot has turned white and it appears to be deeper than the skin, it is leprosy. It has broken out in the burn. Therefore, the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is an infection of leprosy. So the source, as we see it, that wound came from a fire burn. No doubt fire burns would have been fairly common in the camp. But in this case, the problem is the wound has, while it's trying to heal, has become infected beyond what is normally expected. Two things the priest is to look for, and you know them already. How deep is that infection past the skin? And is there a presence of a white hair, a black hair that has turned white, I should say, or where black hair should be because they were black-headed, a white hair has grown in that infection. If one of these is there, then the declaration is it's uncleanness and it's leprous. Where does he go? Out to isolation. Do you see the cadence and the rhythm of this? This is how it is. It's actually very simple once you get into it. You know what's going to happen. It's going to be look for it, isolate. Is their hair turned white? Whole body white, clean? Isolate 7 more days, and then it's going to be the offering. Kind of it. But if neither of these two signs of the depth, it's only skin deep, if it's the scab is just skin deep, and the priest can't find a hair turned white, the priest would still be careful. As we've told you before, because he wants to protect the other people. So verse 26 says this: But if the priest looks at it, and indeed there is no white hair in the bright spot, and it is no deeper than the skin, but is dim, then the priest shall isolate him for 7 days. Nothing new here. The priest did not know for sure, and he wanted to protect the people. So isolation, once again, was the prescription for his diagnosis. So 7 days passed, 7 days later, and upon inspection, if the wound is worse, we already know the prescription by now, but we're going to read about it in verse 27. And the priest shall look at him on the 7th day, and if it spreads farther in the skin, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is the infection of leprosy. So the spread of the wound is an immediate declaration of unclean, and leprosy is prescribed. Isolation continues. But if on the 7th day healing has begun, that prescription will change. Verse 28. But if the bright spot remains in its place and has not spread in the skin, but is dim, it is the swelling from the burn, and the priest shall pronounce him clean, for it is only the scar of the burn. So the declaration is clean, but as we know with previous cases, the person would probably have to go stay in isolation 7 more days before coming to camp. Now, in some cases, probably the plain text as it is here will say, okay, it's not that, it's just the swelling. You're okay, clean. Because of the way that this happens all the way through this instruction, I think the priest is always going to put them in isolation, at least for 7 days. And I think that we can be fairly sure of that. Now, the Lord introduces the leprosy, get this, the leprosy that is found on the head and on the hair or the beard of a person, okay? Leprosy found on the head or the beard. So for my note, I want to add that up here because I've missed it. It should be right here. Leprosy, the head, okay, and or beard. Beard turned with a D. Leprosy. Got it? I should have had it there. All right. We find this in verse 29. Now, if a man or a woman has an infection on the head or on the beard, let's stop right there because there's something we have to address. Now, remember concerning leprosy, all the way to this point, the Lord has used the word, when He said the word man, He used the word Adam. And if we've already discussed that that means humans or persons, men or women combined, whatever it is, which if whatever happened, man or woman, doesn't matter. Here the Lord gives a specific instruction to a man or a woman. So the question is what is the difference? Well, the Hebrew word for man here is is, and it means male. The Hebrew word for woman is isa, and it means female. So the Lord is actually contrasting the difference between a male and a female. Why? Because females usually don't have beards. So the beard has to be inspected. So the Lord correctly says, now when it comes down to male and to females, I want you to look in the hair of both. And in the case of males, I want you to look in the beard also. Not missing a thing here. The Lord is very thorough. So regardless of it being a female or a male, when an infection appears in the hair, the person was to go to the priest. Verse 30. Then the priest shall look at the infection, and if it appears to be deeper than the skin, and there is thin yellowish hair in it, then the priest shall pronounce him unclean. It is a scale. It is leprosy of the head or of the beard. So the priest comes to inspect the infection with only two signs. The same two signs that he has used in all of the first part that we've already visited. He looks for the depth of the infection in the skin, and he looks for the color of the hair of the infection that's in the infection. Here we see a difference in the color of the hair. If it's any place on the other body, if it's turned white, but here he's looking for, in the beard and in the hair, he's looking for yellowish hair. So if the two were present, the declaration is made that this person is unclean and that person's going to go into isolation. Off they go. Now, the presence of white or yellow hair was an immediate unclean declaration. Any place you get it. But if the wound or the mark did not have hair in it, it made the diagnosis difficult. But what if there was not even a black hair present? Verse 31. But if the priest looks at the infection of the scale, and indeed it appears no deeper than the skin, and there is no black hair in it, then the priest shall isolate the person with the scaly infection for 7 days. So the people of the nation of Israel were black-headed. An age came along when many of them would become gray-headed. And sometimes we call it white-headed. So this inspection caused the wound seemed to be on the surface. But if the black hair is missing, something's going on. Let's say there's a bald spot there, and there's no hair there, but there's an infection there. So just to be safe, the priest is to order isolation for 7 days. So after 7 days has happened, the priest would inspect the person again. Verse 32. On the 7th day, the priest shall look at the infection, and if the scale has not spread and no yellowish hair has grown in it, and the appearance of the scale is no deeper than the skin, then he shall shave himself, but he shall not shave the scale, and the priest shall isolate the person with the scale 7 more days. Okay, no changes in the wound. He's looked there. The person may have already been turned white-headed or gray-headed, and so, or black-headed. So if hair was going to grow in that spot, be it black or gray, it was going to come back yellowish if it was leprosy. That's what he's trying to tell us here. But the person, if it came back and there's no changes in that mark, the person was to shave all the rest of the hair off his face and off his hair around that area, but he's not to shave that wound area because the Lord wants the priest to look at it again in a week, 7 days later. So another week passes behind, and the priest would inspect the verse of the person again. Verse 34. Then on the seventh day, the priest shall look at the scale. And if the scale has not spread in the skin, and it appears to be no deeper than the skin, the priest shall pronounce him clean, and he shall wash his clothes and be clean. So if the wound did not change, we're 14 days out, the priest could declare the person clean. He was to wash his clothing. No doubt the person is going to stay in isolation for 7 more days because that is part of the routine before bringing an offering to the tent of meeting. But that's not spoken of here. But moving on. If the wound has spread after shaving all his hair, there's a different prescription for that that's due. Verse 35. But if the scale spreads further in the skin after his cleansing, then the priest shall look at him. And if the scale has spread in the skin, the priest need not seek for the yellowish hair. He is unclean. So no hair is growing there because he may be bald and not have any hair that can grow there. So if the wound grows and there's no yellow hair growing, it doesn't matter. The mere size of the growth of the wound, the mark, required the declaration of uncleanness and isolation from the rest of the camp. Quarantine, you might call it. But if the hair in the wound was growing back in, get this, black, the original color, the news was good. Verse 37. If in his sight the scale has remained, however, and black hair has grown in it, the scale has healed. He is clean, and the priest shall pronounce him clean. Black hair was the normal color of the Israelites. So with black hair growing in the place of the old wound, the person is called clean. Now, not all spots on the skin that dried to scales was leprosy. You notice the next one. We're going to go to eczema, which is not leprosy. That's where we are now. And that's where the Lord's dealing with this. When a spot occurs, the priest was to be notified to give a diagnosis. Nothing has changed there. Verse 38. When a man or a woman has bright spots on the skin of the body, even white bright spots, then the priest shall look. And if the bright spots on the skin of their bodies are a faint white, it is eczema and has broken out on the skin, he is clean. So just a faint whiteness on the skin, scaly, it would not be leprosy. The Hebrew word that we translated eczema is bohag. It means white spot. The English word eczema means something thrown out by heat or a boil over or a breakout or a bubble. The ancient physicians used to call it eczema because it began as fiery little pustules on the skin. And it's also associated with a yeast that begins to grow on the skin, and it's fiery in nature, and therefore it begins to itch. Nevertheless, it's not leprosy, and the person is clean. And because the person is clean, there's no isolation. So eczema is not leprosy, and neither is the natural baldness of a man. But then we come to verse 40. Now, if a man loses the hair on his head, he is bald, he is clean. The Hebrew word for man here is still that word male, ish. The natural process of baldness is not leprosy. The man is clean. But Israelites, as well as men of all nations, can lose their hair on the front part and on the sides of their head. Verse 41. If his head becomes bald at the front and sides, he is bald on the forehead. He is clean. Verse 41. Okay, so normal bald patterns for men do not mean there's leprosy. It just means they're clean. It just means they're getting bald. But that's not always the case either, because leprosy is coming. But if with the loss of hair, the front, all over, or the side, whatever, that a mark comes, that tells the tale of the sign if you see this reddish white infection as the hair begins to fall out, and the priest must make a diagnosis. Verse 42. But if on the bald head or the bald forehead there occurs a reddish white infection, it is leprosy breaking out on his bald head or on his bald forehead. Then the priest shall look at him, and if the swelling of the infection is reddish white on his bald head or on his bald forehead, like the appearance of leprosy in the skin of the body, he is a leprous man. He is unclean. The priest shall surely pronounce him unclean. His infection is on his head. So we've already seen this diagnosis before. The priest, in all other circumstances, was to look for two things: the deepness of the infection and the color of the hair. But even in the case of the loss of hair with the spreading infection, it would likely be leprosy. So when a man began to become bald with this mark of this reddish thing happening, this leprous sore, the priest had to declare him unclean to protect the people. So off to isolation he must go to live. Now we'll learn about that soon. Now once diagnosed as a leper, there was a process that the leper had to follow. And this is where we're getting down to this point. This person, we're already down to right here, and we're going to talk about a process that the person has to follow before we get to the garments. When he's diagnosed, there's this process that has to be followed. It starts in verse 45. As for the leper who has the infection, his clothes shall be torn, and the hair of his head shall be uncovered, and he shall cover his mustache and cry, "Unclean, unclean." Torn clothing was to be discarded. That was the first requirement. The second was he was to shave the rest of his hair off of his head and his mustache or his beard. And third, he was to cover his mustache area and his face. And when any came around, anyone, the leper had to declare that he was clean by yelling out to people, "Unclean, unclean." Now remember, here they're in the camp out at Mount Sinai. A leper's going to go outside the camp. But these are not laws just for at the camp, because they're headed to the promised land where they're going to be living in villages and cities. That means when a person goes outside the city to live outside the city, and because he's got leprosy, away from his family and friends, there's no doubt somebody's going to be walking by, and somebody's going to be walking by that he has to say, "Unclean, unclean." So where is the leper going to live once he has been diagnosed? I just told you, I'm going to tell you again, verse 46. He shall remain unclean all the days during which he has the infection. He is unclean. He shall live alone. His dwelling shall be outside the camp. So the leper's isolation was not just for 7 days in this case. It was for all the days that he was infected. So once you've become infected and it is continuing to be infection. Whether you're probably going to be checked every 7 days, but you're going to be isolated outside the camp, all away from family and friends until that infection has turned white everywhere that it is. Now we come to the most difficult part of this section to understand. We clearly understand that leprosy is an infection that attacks humans. But now the Lord speaks of a kind of leprosy that attacks garments. Now, we begin this kind of leprosy and see about it in verse 47. When a garment has a mark of leprosy on it, whether it is a wool garment or a linen garment, whether in warp or woof, of linen or of wool, whether in leather or in an article made of leather, if the mark is greenish or reddish in the garment or in the leather, or in the warp or in the woof, or in the article of leather, it is a leprous mark and shall be shown to the priest. Then the priest shall look at the mark and shall quarantine the article with the mark for 7 days. This is a piece of clothing. It's a garment. We can quickly recognize the terms wool, linen, and leather. But most of us don't know what the warp and the woof is. So I'm going to tell you. Threads in the material that run lengthwise are called warp. Threads that run crosswise are called woof. Lengthwise warp, crosswise woof. These threads were used to give texture to wool and linen fabrics, certainly not leather. So when he's saying, you've got these extra threads in here, and if you see this greenish or this yellowish look in there, or reddish look in there, that's in there growing in there, this material, and when once inspected by this priest, he sees the green, he sees the yellow growing in this mark, found anywhere, on the front, on the back, between the layers, in the structure of the garment. If this organic mark that is living and growing was there, the garment was to be quarantined how long? Same thing as over here, 7 days. We are not told where the quarantined garment was kept, but surely it was kept outside the camp for the safety of all. So as with humans, these garments were to be inspected at the end of the 7 days. Because we know how the Lord has dealt with all the human marks and wounds, we can assume correctly that He dealt with these garments just like He has the humans, but He's going to add a little twist to it. Verse 51. He shall then look at the mark on the seventh day, and if the mark has spread in the garment, whether in the warp or in the woof or in the leather, whatever the purpose for which the leather is used, the mark is a leprous malignancy. It is unclean. So he shall burn the garment, whether the warp or the woof, in the wool or in the linen, or in any article of leather in which the mark occurs, for it is a leprous malignancy. It shall be burned in the fire. So at the end of the 7 days, he's come and the priest inspects the garment. And that diseased mark was growing in that garment still, feeding probably off of that garment. The garment did not remain in isolation. It was burned. Now at the end of the 7 days of isolation of this garment, if the diseased mark has not spread any longer to any part of the garment, the priest would do the same thing that he had done with humans. Verse 53. But if the priest shall look, and indeed the mark has not spread in the garment, either in the warp or in the woof, or in the article of leather, then the priest shall order them to wash the thing in which the mark occurs, and he shall quarantine it for 7 more days. No growth of the disease in 7 days. So they're going to take that garment and they're going to wash it. And then they're going to put it in isolation or quarantine for another 7 days. And at the end of the second week, 14 days in, the priest comes and he looks at the garment again. Verse 55. After the article with the mark has been washed, and the priest shall again look, and if the mark has not changed in appearance, even though the mark has not spread, it is unclean. You shall burn it in fire, whether an eating away has produced bareness on the top or on the front of it. So we're 14 days down. The priest comes and he looks at the piece of garment that has been washed, and that stain, that mark is still there. The garment is unclean. It had to be burned. Now, that last phrase of that verse said this: whether an eating away has produced bareness on the top or on the front of it. No doubt, we would not call this leprosy today. We would call this a fungus. And we understand that word, the word fungus, and we understand that when a fungus is growing on a garment and that garment is not treated, it will destroy the threads of the material and it will begin to eat holes in that material, and it'll also eat holes in leather. Just destroy it. Today we have cleaners for such funguses, but in the ancient days they did not. And when a fungus would not die and would not fade away after being washed, it could not be killed. Therefore, the only option given by the Lord was to burn the article, which cures it all. It did not matter where the fungus mark was, in full view or hidden underneath, behind, tucked in the structure of the garment. If that garment had that fungus on it, it was to be burned. Now, if the priest finds upon the inspection at that 14th day, after it had been washed 7 days before, that the mark was faded, then the Lord had a different plan for that. Verse 56. Then if the priest looks, and if the mark has faded after it has been washed, then he shall tear it out of the garment or out of the leather, whether from the warp or from the woof. So the priest sees the mark has faded. It's not just like it was after it was washed. It's faded. It's been quarantined for 7 days, now 14 days, 7 days after it was washed. The faded area, the priest will tear it out, and he's going to burn that piece that he tears out to get rid of it. And then the garment will be given back to the owner for a new piece of material to be sewn with inside of it to repair the garment, because the garment's good, but there's just one section of it that had to be torn out. Now, if the priest, when he inspects this garment after the washing and 7 days have passed, and the mark has returned and is still there, we have that instruction in verse 57. And if it appears again in the garment, whether in the warp or in the woof, or in any article of leather, it's an outbreak. The article with the mark shall be burned in fire. So, with that, we see the priest is serious and the Lord is serious about these funguses. So, he's looking. And the mark gets bad, it's to be burned with fire. If the priest finds upon inspection that after the washing 7 days before, that the mark is gone, totally gone, then verse 58 says this: the garment, whether the warp or the woof or any article of leather from which the mark has departed when you washed it, it shall be washed a second time and will be clean. This is the law for the mark of leprosy in the garment of wool or linen, whether in the warp or in the woof or in any article of leather, for pronouncing it clean or unclean. So he looks at it And the washing did the trick. Then he's going to say, this garment is clean. Wash it again, and it shall be ready for you to wear and use. Well, with our next lesson in chapter 14, the laws for this leprosy, specifically for the offerings that are to be given, once the leprosy has become cleaned, the person has become cleaned, there was offerings that were required for being cleansed. And we will discover the law of the offerings of a leper after being declared clean, as well as the issue of leprosy growing on the wall of a house in our next lesson, the next time we meet together. May the Lord bless the study of this word, and may you be blessed as you study this word. In His name, amen.